Thanks for downloading an episode of the Yarra Elders Precious Memories Project. This project was produced in the studios of 3CR Community Radio in Melbourne, Australia, with financial support from the City of Yarra. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, and we need your financial support to keep going. Go to 3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander listeners are warned that this podcast may contain names, voices and images of deceased persons. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain.
Good morning, everyone out there. My name's Beryl Booth. My parents were Harry Booth, Hannah Myra Lovett, as you can work it out from there. I had good teachers, so I know who I am and what I am and where I come from. Mum's Gundish Jamara, Dad is Britannulung Country, and Japarung and Bowendit, all thrown in. So I know about my ancestral line, which I'm proud of. I've had a few, but then again, I can talk about few different things, but I'll stick with the topic where I'm born and bred, Fitzroy. So when we talk about Fitzroy, things happened here nobody knew about because they were busy doing their own thing. But I don't want to step on anyone's toes, but this is how my knowledge came about, through my grandmother's letters, which I still have in my possession, right back to 1928, 1937. I also have oral history from my father. A lot of oral history came from my grandaunties too, which were my grandfather's sisters. Well, I don't know where to start, but maybe I start what made me me and my background of who I am. I wasn't very well educated in schools. I learned as I grew. Best education was on the streets and ran my elders and aunts and family. I did it my way. I started learning things from my mum. Mum did a lot of things back in the 50s. And I, you know, used to think, why the hell is she doing this? Me being the eldest, I questioned everything. Mum and Dad were the first Aboriginals to take on the Fitzroy Police Boys Club in Brunswick Street and St David Street, Fitzroy. How that came about was simply because the police station was across the road, and that was around about 1955. What Mum did, bearing in mind 1955, 56, she knew what she was on about, to take on the Police Boys Club as caretakers and run programs. Mum and Dad ran the programs there for the youth of the street. They had basketball, weights, boxing, dancing, played quoits and hooky. Dad was pretty adamant with things, keeping the young ones, and it was multicultural. But they're still friends with us today, these people. Some have passed over, like most of ours. And we also, Dad set up a band, the very first band, in 1955, no, could have been 56, where Georgie Bracken used to come down from New South boxing, and they had a dance and a band at the Police Boys Club on a Sunday to keep the kids off the street. So we had Cousin Victor, I love it. He was a great singer. Georgie Bracken was a great singer. I do have photos of this, by the way. I think there was good public relations going on with the Fitzroy Police back then. I think, given my mum and Dad the opportunity, because they were respected people, the opportunity to deal with the youth, because a lot of my parents' family were all, you know, a bit wild and woolly. So by starting a dance, that sort of occupied the get together and just social life.
I did it my
I started to question things, me being around about 14, 13. That's when I started getting the backbone of knowing who I am so I can carry the torch. I got a choice in life. I knew about my rights. Mum started to tell me about her dad, Ebenezer Lovett, who left his land in 1930 and came to Fitzroy. He walked off his land, yes, with his wife. He had 10, 12 children. They all didn't come to Melbourne, of course. Some stayed around down at Lake Condamission with their nana, Hannah. Back then, there wasn't many black fellas living in Fitzroy outside TOs, traditional owners. I think when we first landed through Grandad, there was more Lovetts in the mix than anywhere else. Not like today, you've got people from interstate left, right and centre. Grandad was a very independent man. He created independence. He voted and his family in Fitzroy Town Hall. The 15th of July 1937, with the council elections. He also started the first Aboriginal League in 240 Victoria Parade. I get a feeling grandfather's spirits still hanging around the corner here where he passed over. He was hit and run and killed, which drove my mum pretty strong. She was down Melbourne then, 16. I think it came through mum being who she was and who she knew she was and the man she married who he was, both of them being Aboriginal, of course. The whole thing, I think, with granddad really got the majority of my mum's brothers and sisters' backs against the wall for independence. Granddad, he wasn't the black sheep. He was the rough and ready political man. All his brothers went to World War. You fellows out there know about the Lovett brothers that went to World War One, World War Two. Well, all of them came back from World War One healthy. World War Two, they came back healthy. The man that came to Fitzroy, Melbourne to fight for his rights, he got killed, hit and run in Victoria Parade, just around the corner here. So when you look at fighting for country and fighting for land, to think that you're safe back then, just having a meeting, starting an organisation, you're not really, because across the road where he set up his little office, Aboriginal Advancement, the Freemasons were across the road. And if you know anything about Freemasons and the history of that, well, I think my grandfather knew what he was doing just to push the Aboriginality. He knew who he was, fighting for his rights. So anyway, they had meetings there. When you look at things today, what's happening, a lot of history gets left out. I'm taking you back. A lot of you fellows out there wouldn't know about this, but this is a fact. When that Police Boys Club was destroyed in 1959, they pulled the building down and everything was sort of went left, right and centre. There wasn't much. There was no organisations in Melbourne. League came when I was 14, 13. So it come well around about 56, 57, but the club, Police Boys Club, happened before that. And even although the Builders Arms was just down the road, the meetings weren't conducted there back in those days. They were conducted in the hotel on the corner of Young Street then. Grandfather moved from Little Napier Street to 85 Young Street, Fitzroy. The meetings were held at the Exhibition Hotel in Fitzroy. That's where the majority of the meetings took place. This is, he died in 1941, so you know what I'm talking about. If you don't, bad luck. So the meetings took place mainly around the Exhibition Hotel. That's where the flats are standing now. They weren't there then. There was also another little place in Fitzroy that not many people would know about, right opposite Grandad's house. There was the bunkers. They were known as the flats, an air raid from the war, 42 war. And because of Granddad's brothers were still uniform, Second World War, they would come down and see Granddad in his bloody hat and suit and tie and whatever, big shot. And his brothers would come down to visit him, and they would always want to get their photos taken in the bunkers, the flats. So that they're in their army uniforms and Granddad's in his street clothes, whatever you want to call it. So in the photos I have got of these granduncles and Granddad is a statement being made about the flats. I'd be very surprised if too many people know about the flats, but few of us do. So I'm just throwing that in about how them photos to me, where I grew up and the rest of my cousins, you know, mainly Lovett clan. But I think the grounding came from, you know, not just our family, other families. And you know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about my business, you fellas. But, yeah, the significance with Granddad, he voted, just to rub it into the thing. They didn't know you weren't supposed to vote. Back in those days, this is history I'm giving you fellas, back in those days when my granddad lived in Little Napier Street, right, it took me hours to do my research, which I did do. I wanted to know how come, because I had my grandmother's letters. I thought, how can she put things in these letters to my mother at that time, being married and living in Orbost? She sent everything to my mum. The thing I couldn't understand, back in 1937, yeah, do your history people out there, if you want to know your rights, do it. When they voted on that day in July 1937, I thought, hey, you can't do that. I'm questioning the letters and my research, because you couldn't vote back then unless you owned property. The only ones that could vote was landlords, because they owned the land, right? So God knows how they did it, right? And anyway, they did it, the five of them, right? And this got me thinking, how am I going to find out more about this? How do people do this? How did Granddad do this, for heaven's sake? Now, this was 37 I'm talking about, not 67. I don't believe in that crap. I voted long before 67. The day I turned 21, voted at the Fitzroy Town Hall. So let's get back straight out there. So I am not a child that was born under 67 referendum. I had my rights before 67 referendum, and I still have my rights. Anybody that thinks they're born in 1967, by crikey, you're only babies then. But I voted the day I turned 21, same as my mum and her family, 1937. So I don't slot in to the 67 referendum, for age sake, to use out there that want to be con. Each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure. With all this information, it got me searching and searching for more info. So I tracked down my grandfather's grave and I found out more, and the dead certainly can talk, because that's where I got a lot of my other information from, who buried them, where they buried them, why they buried them there and everything like that. I really don't want to go into that because that's another part of the story, and I just hope you understand that Advancement League 240, Victoria Parade, fact. I think if you read Lady of the Lake, my cousin Iris Lovett Gardner, in her book she also has mentioned grandfather and the Advancement League, and she also mentioned that that was her uncle, her father's brother. So I'm not saying this to convince anyone. I know who I am, what I'm on about. I do have a choice in life. They say you get a choice at 67. I doubt it. I had my choice the day I voted before 67. Thank you.
Oh, no, not me. I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the things he truly feels, and not the words of one who kneels. The record shows I took the blows and did it my way.
You've been listening to an episode of the Yarra Elders Precious Memories Project, produced in the studios of 3CR Community Radio in Melbourne, Australia. For more information and to listen to other episodes in this series, go to 3cr.org.au/YarraElders.